After a major crime has been committed, the criminal investigation centers around finding the individual or individuals who have three indicators of suspicion. If you've seen literally any of one of the 1,052 episodes of Law and Order, literally, I looked it up, there are over 1,000 episodes of Law and Order, you're likely familiar with the indicators of suspicion. Means, motive, and opportunity. Means is the ability to commit the crime. Motive is the reason to commit the crime, and opportunity is the chance to commit the crime. So, if you are Ice-T, you're looking for the prep school parent with the means, motive, and opportunity to knock off another prep school parent. Or maybe it's a day trader, or an art dealer, or the ex-girlfriend, but you get what I mean. Now, crime. Especially violent crime is the most extreme example, but means, motive, and opportunity are also the three components necessary to have a temptation. In order to be tempted, you need the means. You need to be able to act on the temptation. In order to be tempted, you need the motive or the desire for the temptation. And lastly, in order to be tempted, you need the opportunity to be in the right place at the right time, or rather the wrong place at the wrong time. These three components work together, and without any one of them, the temptation falls apart. For instance, no one will ever be able to tempt me to spend $1 million on a yacht, because I don't have $1 million, and secondly, I get seasick, and third, where would I get a yacht? I can't be tempted to buy a yacht because I don't have the means, motive, or opportunity. All three are necessary. But if temptation is simply a mix of ability, desire, and opportunity, that means temptation actually has a lot to teach us about ourselves. We can only be tempted if we are able. We can only be tempted by what we desire. This seems counterintuitive, but temptation can be a powerful teacher. Paying attention to our temptations can teach us what we are able to do and what we really want. Paying attention to our temptations can help us see what's really going on within inside ourselves. Let's look at what Jesus could have learned about himself in the gospel reading today. Jesus had just been baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit, and the Spirit casts him out into the wilderness. First, the devil tempts Jesus to turn stones into bread. This means that Jesus knows, perhaps for the first time, that Jesus can turn stones into bread. That's the ability. And Jesus' desire must have been to feed himself as he was starving, and to also know that he could feed others. Next, the devil tempts Jesus to earthly glory and power. This means that Jesus has the ability to rule over the whole world, and the desire to rule the world justly as Jesus knows the world should be ruled. And finally, the devil tempts Jesus to jump off the roof of the temple, in effect to create a flashy show of Jesus' own belovedness by God, so that many would see and believe, creating a shortcut to discipleship. Jesus' desire is for others to plainly see how God is working in the world. Through the temptations, Jesus could learn that Jesus is a miracle worker, capable of ruling the world justly, and that Jesus longs for a world with no hunger or oppression, and a world with the palpable presence of God. And Jesus moves into the next phase of Jesus' ministry, knowing exactly who Jesus is. Now, we will never be tempted to turn stones into bread, or to rule all the nations of the world, or to throw ourselves off a roof to be saved by angels, because we simply don't have those abilities. We are not Jesus. But that doesn't mean we can't learn something about ourselves from our own temptations. Next time you are tempted, stop and think. What does this temptation teach me about where I am right now? What am I able to do? What do I actually want? Let's look at a small temptation as an example. There is a piece of cake left in the fridge. You've got the means and the motives and the opportunity. But you stop and think, is this actually about the cake? What do I actually want? Do I actually want to not feel tired? Do I actually want the lunch that I skipped? Do I want to feel less stressed or less sad? Listening to our temptations and thinking about them can teach us what we really need. And usually, what we really need has nothing to do at all with the temptation. It's never really about the cake, or the money, or the sex, or the power trip. Every temptation is a teacher, if we're just willing to look a little harder. And this is the heart of what giving up something for Lent is about. Even if it's something small, when we give up something for Lent, we're actually practicing a vital skill. We learn to look carefully at the means and the motive and the opportunity and discover our abilities and true desires. We learn to identify temptation, to see what the temptation can teach us about ourselves. And we learn to say no to temptation and yes to who we truly are. This takes practice. And we must learn and practice the easy before we are confronted with the truly difficult. We can also learn about who we are and what we really need. Jesus emerges from Jesus' period of temptation with a clear-cut identity. Jesus sees through the temptation and emerges owning his role as the Son of God. Jesus chooses the way of hunger so that all might be fed by the true bread that comes down from heaven. Jesus chooses the way of servanthood so that we might learn to love one another. And Jesus chooses the way of hard discipleship so that our discipleship might be true and faithful. And with Jesus' help, we too can see who we are and whose we are. Amen.